Officials now confirm that more than 100 people died in 5 states after powerful tornadoes swept through parts of the Midwest and the South on Friday night. The death toll is highest in Kentucky, where the governor today said 74 people, including 6 children, died. Governor Andy Beshear says there is not a camera lens big enough to show the scope of the devastation.
You stand in the middle of Mayfield or Dawson, where 2/3 of the town are gone, or in that town of Muhlenberg County, and it's almost crushing how it feels.
Well, joining us now from Mayfield, Kentucky, is NPR's David Shaper. Hey there.
Hi, Mayor Louise.
Is the governor right? There just isn't a lens big enough to capture the damage you are seeing there?
He is right. It's just devastating. It's just this area that I'm in of Mayfield is completely wiped out. There's no home here that is unscathed. In fact, most are completely demolished. I'm looking at one place right here that's just a set of concrete steps leading up to nothing. All of the debris from the home is in a couple yards away. The city's water tower is up in this neighborhood, too. It was lifted off its foundation and dropped on a couple of homes a little ways away. It's now just a crumpled mess of heavy metal. It's hard to tell what it was. 33-year-old Charles Johnson survived with his girlfriend and their 5-month-old baby by huddling in an interior closet in their house.
I opened my front door up, and all I could hear is people over here screaming help and everything else. And there was a woman that lived right there where that tower hit. She got pulled out of her house and flung way over here in this backyard back here. And I opened my door and she was sitting there on her hands trying to crawl to the street, get somebody to notice that she needed help.
Oh, gosh. David, what about other survivors? What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody I talk to say that they're happy to be alive, but many people here are just shell-shocked and traumatized by what's happened. 28-year-old Rafael Mercada and his family were at a friend's house a few blocks away from here, just on the edge of the zone of destruction. He says that house shook like it was an earthquake, and the tornado's roar was deafening. And he says now, the aftermath is affecting his young son.
My boy is a little nervous now. Last night, he didn't really sleep. He is start waking up and turn the flashlight on, and he don't want to sleep.
Nightmares, or he's afraid it'll happen again?
I mean, he's autism, he don't speak, but I mean, I can tell that he's nervous.
I mean, you can't blame him, David. What is the latest from the candle factory there in Mayfield that we've heard a lot about? I'm seeing the latest from company officials. 8 employees confirmed dead, 8 still missing, but a bunch of survivors.
Yeah, so the candle company Mayfield Consumer Products is very well known here. Everyone seems to know somebody who either worked there or in many cases they worked there themselves. You know, state officials initially feared that there might have been many who died, as many as 70 in that rubble. The company says, but it is now located almost all of those thought to have been missing. State officials are working to verify that because, you know, the factory itself is completely destroyed. It's just a huge mound of debris that search and rescue teams are combing through. Carl Johnson worked at that factory and says it's got a pretty poor reputation around town.
If I still worked at that candle factory, I don't know. I'd probably be dead right now. The woman right across the street here, she worked there. They finally ended up finding her. She had 38% of her body was burned up from all the candle wax and stuff.
Mary Louise, this is just sad. There's so many heartbreaking stories just like this one.
Well, thank you for being there and sharing some of them with us. We appreciate your reporting, David.
Okay, Mary Louise.
NPR's David Shaper in Mayfield, Kentucky.